It's Tuesday, August 20, 2024.
So yesterday was a pretty devastating day here in Connecticut.
Another round of rain and deadly catastrophic flooding, this time in Connecticut. Climate change dramatically increased the likelihood and severity of record wildfires last year, new study finds. Plus,
he literally promised big oil companies, big oil lobbyists, he would do their bidding for $1 billion in campaign donations.
As Democratic National Convention gets underway, climate and environment groups endorse the Harris-Walz ticket.
All of those endorsements and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have under our feet more liquid gold. I call it oil.
Everyone calls it oil, you idiot, except maybe the Beverly Hillbillies. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, well, another Democratic National Convention where it would seem the Democrats would have a lot to crow about when it comes to climate this year.
Yes, they do. The Democratic National Convention is underway this week in Chicago, beginning with celebrating President Joe Biden's landmark policy and climate achievements, including restoring and updating critical pollution and emissions laws and standards, the CHIPS and Science Act, his infrastructure law, and the historic Inflation Reduction Act signed 2 years ago this week. Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has suggested she will continue Biden's pragmatic transition to cheaper, clean energy and his policies building infrastructure resilience to accelerating climate impact, policies that are also restoring manufacturing jobs to the U.S. Last year, companies committed to investing more than $300 billion in new domestic manufacturing projects under laws that zero Republicans voted for. Canary Media reports that in the first half of this year, private and public investment in the clean energy sector alone hit a record $147 billion so far.
You know, there is a lot of investment under the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's going to be a number of years before we really understand how broad this investment actually is in clean, renewable technology. And I just wonder how much credit Joe Biden will get down the road for all of it.
We will see. The Democratic Party's platform on climate, pollution, and energy is a stark contrast to Republicans who still downplay climate impacts already costing the U.S. billions in losses every year and who have voted in lockstep against policies to address it and mitigate the damage. Republicans vow to expand fossil fuels that drive climate change and repeal clean air and water regulations that rein in pollution and climate warming emissions. Plus, GOP nominee Donald Trump still denies climate change is a problem. The two climate and energy policy pathways will result in starkly different outcomes with consequences for Americans' health and the economy for decades to come. So it's not surprising that climate and environmental advocacy groups citing Harris's long record of climate action have universally endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket, seeing her as an ally on addressing environment and climate issues and a chance to build on Biden's success. Here's climate advocate Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson on NPR.
This is a race between dangerous climate denial on the one hand, Trump, and just climate solutions on the other, with Kamala Harris.
Meanwhile, the climate hits just keep on coming. A state of emergency in Connecticut and Long Island, New York, where an intense storm over the weekend, not related to Hurricane Ernesto, dumped more than a foot of rain in just hours, triggering flash floods that killed at least two people and destroyed transportation infrastructure. And in North Carolina, even though Ernesto was 1,000 miles away, it caused coastal flooding that washed away homes. Rising heat from man-made climate change also also drastically increase the likelihood and severity of record wildfires in 2023. According to a groundbreaking comprehensive review of global wildfire activity published in the journal Nature, the researchers concluded that climate change made the extreme fire weather conditions last year twice as likely in Greece, three times more likely in Canada's record fire season, and made fires in the Amazon rainforest at least 20 times more likely.
Unbelievable.
A different study warns that parts of Canada's boreal forest are burning faster than they can regrow. But there is some good news. The Biden Environmental Protection Agency is moving swiftly to push funding from the Inflation Reduction Act out the door before the November election.
Good idea.
The agency announced Friday it has locked in an additional $27 billion in climate funding, walling it off from Republicans who say they will repeal the law if they take majorities in both houses of Congress and the White House in November.
Get that money out the door. Don't assume that Kamala Harris is going to win. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. You better keep-